So most of us are aware that homelessness is an issue in regional Queensland. But according to Griffith University social work expert Professor Donna McAuliffe, regional and rural areas are kind of stuck in a bit of a chicken or egg situation where the homeless services that would usually tell governments the scale of the issue and what services are basically needed in an area simply don't exist. Drive's Alex Easton asked Professor McAuliffe about the scale of the problem in regional Queensland.
How big an issue is that? It's probably hard to say. Homelessness is often hidden in regional and rural communities because the data often is quite difficult to, I guess, to find. So you have a lot of people who sleep rough, who couch surf, who households that have, you know, really large numbers of people in them, people that are very mobile, going from place to place. And so that, you know, the definitions around who is actually homeless can vary, and it's a much more prolific problem, I think, than the statistics tend to bear out.
Is the fact that it's harder to track in regional areas because the services that you find in the capital simply aren't there, so that those people who would normally be tracking homeless people just don't exist?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, many of the health centres, you know, the hospitals and the community health services are generally the first port of call for many people who are homeless, because they obviously become vulnerable, you know, with their health and their mental health, and so end up on the doorstep of GPs and health services. The lack of specific services, particularly around domestic and family violence, which is one of the large pathways into homelessness for many people, particularly women and children, means that quite often people are sort of moving between a range of different services, and they often fall through cracks. So unless there are quite specific services targeting the homeless populations in some of these areas, it's very difficult to be able to, I guess, put services in place that are going to really look at the real needs for people.
Griffith University's Donna McAuliffe. Now, one person who's been making a difference is Jancy Pratt, and she joins you now. Jancy, you sell houses for a living, but a couple of years ago, I understand you and your husband, John, found yourselves doing something a little bit different. Perhaps first tell us how you spotted the need.
Well, we were pretty intentional on wanting to be able to do something with our business. That was the whole point of going into business, was so that we could give back. Now, I come from a social justice background and have always worked across mental health and social justice programs. I'm an Aboriginal woman myself, and had always seen a great need for lack of housing and adequate and proper housing in the Northern Territory. So when we came home to Queensland, it was something that we had decided that we wanted to do with our business, just generally right across the board, that homelessness and housing crisis in areas, whenever there's a property surge and growth, it has a downside. And so we didn't quite know how we were going to go about it, so we just started the business. And then one day when we were selling a property for somebody, they said, look, we've got to get rid of all this stuff. We were just going to donate it to Vinnie's. And I said, well, would you be interested in just giving it away? And they said, yeah, sure. If you can get rid of it, you can have it. I had met previously a gentleman who was one of the managers for Fort Knox storage facility in Caloundra at a chamber breakfast. And we'd got chatting with him and the Commonwealth Bank. And they basically said to me that morning, look, if there's any way that we can ever help, just let us know. So I called in the favour.
and not everyone does, do they? The amount of time someone says, oh, let me know if I can help, and then you never pick up the phone. But you just went, well, ask and thou shalt receive.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. So that's what we did. So we made a phone call, and basically Fort Knox said, look, we'll do you a deal on, and it's ridiculous what they charge us. It's just so generous. And we just started posting things on Facebook when we had a lot of gear. And at each property that we sold, what we found was that when we said to vendors when they were selling, this is a way that you can actually contribute back to local community. It's tangible. People don't have to pay for it. So it really goes to those people that are in need. And they also know that it's staying local right across the Sunshine Coast. It's not going elsewhere. It's actually helping individuals and families here on the coast.
Right there in your own community.
That's right.
And what's the uptake been like? Have you often ended up with a heap of stuff at the end of the process, or have you been able to rehome most of the items?
We get anywhere between 3 to 4, sometimes, referrals every day from service providers that we've made connections with, like Sunny Kids, Sunshine Sanctuary, St. Vinny's. So we've let them know over time that this is what we do. And we work with organisations that help to rehome women and children that are escaping DV. That's always been a big one for me. Ex-police officer had been frontline and seen, you know, the impacts of that. But there's also the issue of our aged population that resonates really strongly with me. Had done some, you know, some work with Gateway Foundation, the group in Caloundra. People just need to go in there and see what it's like for our elderly population, or for some of our elderly population. And if it doesn't, you know, make you upset and make you want to do something, then there's got to be something going
on. Something a bit odd going on there.
Yeah.
Jancy, I'm imagining with the aged population that it could work both ways. Like, I have met people who've said, I've got all this beautiful antique furniture and my children, my adult children, are deeply disinterested in it. They're, you know, they're off riding another trend and they're wanting to set their own pace. And then there's this, we're not talking junk here, are we? We're talking, you know, stuff that's at least serviceable at worst, but could be quite beautiful at best.
So what we've done with our business is that that's what we say to people, this is what you can do. You can either donate it all and we take it to the storage facility. We then post on social media. So we post on Facebook, community pages, notice boards to let people know this is what we've got and this is how we can help if you're someone in need. We also take 10% of our profits and we put that into a kitty so that we have funds available to us. If it's not furniture that somebody needs, but they might need food or they could need bond for a property, we also help people apply for properties if they're having trouble. Potentially they might be coming out of a violent relationship and they've never rented, so they don't have a rental history and they don't have the confidence because they've been, you know, psychologically beaten down for the last however long. So we're like advocates, but that kitty that we have set aside, like on the weekend, I just used it for a young guy he's an apprentice, doing it tough, living with his nana, you know, and just needed a bit of extra cash. So we were able to take from that pot and drop him off a voucher for, you know, I won't say the amount, but we just dropped him off a voucher at his workplace the other day. And that's going to make a huge difference to him and his nan. But we've also connected him up with some other young men that he potentially can rent a property with. And then we will help him we'll help them through that process and give them good rental references and help them, you know,
make sure.
It's
quite multi-layered, the type of help that you're able to offer. I guess what I'm wondering at the moment is if there's other real estate agents out there that are interested in this, or real estate agencies, but are concerned about the amount of time it would take. Of course, most people working on a commission-based job and doing some pretty long hours already. What would you say to those people to inspire them to make time for something like this?
Just start small. I mean, we've put in place since we've been back on the coast since 2015. So, you know, start with donations. And every real estate agent comes across people that are, you know, a lot of the time getting rid of a whole heap of gear, and they're either going to dump it or they're going to give it to places where it's going to be sold. But if you really want to help people that are in need and in crisis, especially here on the sunny coast or even, you know, anywhere in the country really, that is something that's tangible. They can come and pick some stuff up and really get themselves set up again, and it's not going to cost them anything. That's one way. Another way is, you know, doing what we do financially and setting money aside. Big ticket items like washing machines and fridges and stuff like that are always in high demand because you can't chuck that stuff in the back of a car when you're taking off or you're homeless.
And that kitty would be helpful for when something needs to be transported and that person hasn't got the means to get.
Or helping people with bonds and things like that. Like, we've used that kitty to pay for trailer hire when we couldn't get the use of the one at the storage facility. The thing that we want to encourage all businesses, not just real estate, is to let's stop being reliant on government funding, because we know that it's it can run in and out depending on who's in power. You'll have all sorts of projects that are non-recurrent. They might be funded for 2 or 3 years and then, boom, it gets knocked on the head and you have to start again. So we have this turntable of social welfare dependence that's not actually achieving anything. Our goal is to have facilities right across the coast where we can have big warehouses, where we have social enterprises happening. People are making money from the skills that they've got. That is then assisting the local community, but it's also giving them their confidence back. They can then start to earn money and get back on their feet. And then hopefully with other people that come into those facilities, they can then share what's been shared with them and how someone's helped them. So it's just that, you know, I guess paying it forward, that flow-on effect. But if one person just did one little thing, and we had an instance on social media recently where, you know, somebody asked about how do I help with the housing, you know, with the homelessness on the coast. And I said, well, you could do this, just one thing. And then honestly, the flow-on comments, there were hundreds. And
what's
other people.
Your Facebook page? I want to join. I want to follow you.
Ours is Property with Purpose Worldwide on Facebook. And just, yeah, like our page, we've actually got a community event coming up at the Bell Vista Tavern. It's going to be our first community gathering where people can come along as individuals and say, you know what, I want to help. We had a lady donate a freezer so that other people have volunteered to cook meals. So we'll cook the meals, we'll keep them frozen. And when people might post on a community Facebook page, I'm doing it tough, we can then, you know, drop off some meals and stuff like that. So,
Jansie, we're broadcasting this afternoon on ABC Sunshine Coast, but also ABC Wide Bay, ABC Capricornia, ABC Western Queensland and ABC Southern Queensland.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to take a phone call if there was somebody in a business that was wondering, you know, how do I get this started, that one idea?
Sure.
Excellent. And again, if they contact you via your Facebook page, maybe a private message?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that Facebook address again was?
Is Property with Purpose Worldwide.
And
if they can't find that, just look for Jansie Pratt.
Yeah, great to meet you, Jansie. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I think we should talk again.
Yes.
I'm going to go back now to Professor Donna McAuliffe of the Griffith University. She says that people like you, Jansie, and your husband can make a real difference in the lives of homeless people. I'll just get that little quote from her.
But people like this are doing a fantastic job with a really complex issue, and, you know, take my hat off to anybody that is prepared to really take up the fight and do some of this work. So that's fantastic to hear that story. It's, you know, it takes all of us to be able to try and address this problem. So it's great to see people in private industries, you know, really having a social conscience and being able to really rally others around them. You know, they're fantastic advocates when people are in those positions. You know, a lot more of that would be a really good thing.